The Sci-Fora Film Podcast is a Thrave Productions podcast. The Sci-Fora Film Podcast. Hello, and welcome to the Sci-Fora Film Podcast. I'm Andy Walker.
Hello.
And as per usual, I have my son Scott with me in that. Hi, Scott.
Hello.
And we are joined once again by the wonderful Amy. Hello, Amy.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello. Now, it's a rather bizarre one this week. In a way. Because for the first time since we started doing this, we actually got together to watch a physical DVD together.
Yes. Yeah.
Trouble is,
we couldn't record it because we couldn't screw it up. We didn't plan that bit.
we didn't plan for the space we need for the three of us to be all round one table to record. Anyway, so we're doing it via Zoom anyway.
Yeah.
But it was nice to sit and watch the film in person thing.
It was.
Yes. Anyway, how are you both?
I'm good, thank you.
Yeah, I'm okay. Sorry.
Fair enough.
Well, how are you, Father? Sorry.
Me, I'm all tickety-boo, wonderfully sort of, and marginally less than you. Anyway,
this is what I have to deal with every week or every time we do this.
It's all kind of going round and down in the end. It goes without saying. Anyway, we watched two short science fiction films and one long horror film.
Yep.
Yeah.
If you don't remember.
No.
I don't think we could easily
there's
forget
no way
these
on
ones.
It, yeah, there's not much way we could forget.
Right, okay. So the first of the two short films we saw was called The Experiment. It's from 2023. It's by Halo Halo Productions.
Hello.
Hello. It was an interesting idea.
Yes.
I quite like some of the effects. They were quite well done. Some of the green screeny stuff and the lighting effects and things. It kind of struck me though. It's kind of like there are so many films I've seen where they start off doing something as an experiment and it all goes wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And everything then piles on top of that and it kind of like goes manically bad and then they have to rescue the entire world from, like, you know, zombie rabbits that have come through a portal from the year 2575 or something. But all those films would have possibly been a lot better if they'd have been as short as this one. They just got to the point that she did and went, nah.
Yeah.
Yeah, immediately. I don't think the films would have... Well, they wouldn't have been much of films if that had happened. But yeah, no, I do agree. A lot of things... In a lot of films would have been a lot sort of shorter if that had happened. If they suddenly just turned around and got to the point where it's panic on. No. Or the fact that when certain things happen in certain films and then they don't say no and they go, I will do it again in a different way. Like, it's not going to happen.
Yeah. I mean, some of the films we've seen I think would have been a lot better if they'd have been. If they'd have stopped right at the outset of the original. Experiment.
Experiment.
Yeah, it was quite good. It was sort of short and sweet and to the point. And I just loved the way it was different. It wasn't like, oh, let's do this again. It was just like, no, I'm out. I'm done.
Well, I would say the main bit that you picked up on, and the fact is that you said it to me, we got back here afterwards, and she just looked at me. She went, you know what was on the table, didn't you? No, I was paying attention. To her. There was a Pokemon on the table.
Pokemon,
yeah. Paying attention
that's
to the whole film,
but
no, it's the Pokemon sitting on the desk. But no, it was a good film. I think that there's, I don't know, it's one that I feel like there's something, it was sort of something that could be slotted in the middle of something.
Yeah.
So, but I don't know, it's a good film and it stands up well, but I think there's just, is something little just missing from it for me.
Okay. I don't know, I quite liked it. I quite liked that thing of just going like, nah.
Yeah.
It was something different. It's definitely worth a watch. It's kind of short and to the point. It doesn't drag over. It's not too long to the point you're like, well, what is the point? It's short and sweet. And it is something interesting. I definitely recommend people go, just watch it and go, oh, hang on a minute. I see what they mean.
Yeah.
It's to say, it's a good film. But for me, I think it's just something little just missing. But it's still a good film.
There's probably badgers.
I'm but always with the badgers.
For God's sake.
Every film needs a badger somewhere.
Absolutely.
We went for all of last season without talking about badger.
I come back one episode.
One episode.
The badgers.
I can't help it. Okay. So, yes. So, the second film we watched. It's called Special Mission. It's by Chris Lee, who is a guy who uses the Unreal Engine 5 to make films that are very kind of like game. They look very much like computer games.
Yeah.
Because of using the Unreal Engine 5. Now, this one is supposedly about aliens. Yeah. Aliens have invaded Earth and there are robots fighting against them. And he said says in the thing, the write-up about it on YouTube, he said that he had this idea of what would the robots do that was hunting these aliens if it came across a baby Godzilla?
Yep.
As we pointed out, it's not a baby Godzilla, it's just a miniature.
It's basically what the film is supposed to be about, but the baby Godzilla doesn't actually look like a baby. It looks just like somebody's shrunk Godzilla down to about the size of a small child.
Yeah.
Or as I made it, a really deep and meaningful thought, maybe they've just expanded the world.
Yeah.
Don't shake your head at my philosophy after this film.
It was, I mean, you know, it was a well-made film for what it was, but I wasn't sure I kind of saw the point of it, really.
No.
If any gamers are out there listening to this, you need to watch this. And how I interpreted it was when you played a game and you had these stupid mods to it and things are there that shouldn't be there, this is exactly how I felt when I was watching this. I was like, that shouldn't be there. There's no need for it to be there, but it's there.
Yeah, it's even the reaction of the robot. It sort of makes you feel that way. It's a sort of, it was. It's almost that sort of that point in the game where you do. If you're playing a game like that and you see something that shouldn't be there, you just stop and like have to hesitate. And that's exactly what the robot does. And it's just there's no. I don't want to say explanation to it because there's not much to any of the films we watch, but it's just. It was just the fact that it left it and it ran off and it just carried on walking like there was nothing going on.
Yeah.
And I mean, right, there was a few bits where it didn't flow as right. I think that was just mainly due to the editing or maybe the placing in the Unreal Engine thing. But it did look really good, but it's just such a bizarre film.
It is a bizarre film. I didn't know what I expected from it, to be honest. But it certainly wasn't what I expected, if that makes sense.
Even if I'd sat there and someone had said to me, look, you're going to see a miniature Godzilla, I still wouldn't have pictured exactly what was going on there.
No, it was a little odd to say.
Especially the fact that it's not like terrorizing things. It's walking around like almost like a baby sort of just trying to hide or just walking down the street. And it's just like, this is very bizarre.
Yes, it's very strange. And there's only one and no people. That was a bit odd. But hey, have a look, see what you think.
Yeah, please let us know what you think.
I should have been just going crazy with this.
So, on to the feature film. Now, the film we watched, the horror film we watched, was The Wrong House. Dun, dun, dun. From 2012. There, this is stars. It's got Mark Singer in it, and a few other people that you'd recognise if you watch it. It's from Pillage and Plunder Pictures and 101 Films. And what it says on the back of the DVD cover, it says two very different families search for the perfect home. Sorry, the perfect house to call home. When both families show up at a deserted farmhouse, it quickly becomes clear that something is not right. After rescuing Hannah, a lost girl whose tongue has been cut out, they discover that every attempt to leave the farm takes them right back to its front door.
I would like to add as well, that's not the reason why we watch this. The whole reason why we watch this was because of your comment, you said about the comment on the back of it.
Yeah, on the front of the DVD, it's got the blurb things that they have advertising, and it says it on here. It says a new chapter in haunted house stories, brutal, original, and eerie as hell, and that was written by zombiehamster.com. And I thought, any film that's been reviewed by somebody or a group of people called under using the name zombiehamster.com has got to be worth a watch. I don't know, that's a bizarre reason for choosing it, but hey,
I
I
suppose
stand with that. I
it's better
stand
than
with that.
some of the other reasons to watch films.
It's as good as any. So what did you think?
It was weird. There's so many actors that I recognise some of the actors in it, and it's weird seeing them in the roles that they were in because I'm used to seeing them in other things that they're in. But it seemed a lot longer than it needed to be for me.
Right.
I think there's some of it that could have been cut out and certain bits that could have been explained a bit differently or maybe shortened, but it's still an okay film. It's got a lot more psychological horror than it is sort of
Yeah.
gore and gruesome, and but obviously it's got that supernatural feel to it as well. It's such a bizarre film.
I think the thing you're saying about bits. I think the problem was, in order to give you the feeling of them being there for a long time and going over the same things over and over and over again, trying to get out, they kind of just repeated that, sort of sections of it, them doing the same stuff over and over and over again. And it did get a little bit like, yeah, okay, we get the
I
picture.
think it was if they'd done it a couple of little bit before, and then the bit where it says 1 month later, I think if they'd done it like one other time after that, you would have known the fact that he's been a week and a month that they've been there.
Yeah.
You know that he's been there for a long time, but yeah, it just don't know. It just I have got a bone to pick. I picked it up and I pointed it out to Amy, or Amy pointed it out to me, and we both sort of questioned it near the end.
Yeah.
This is going back to obviously jumping a lot bit. Near the end is when the loop or whatever is continues or starts again. What happens to the original girl?
Ah, yes. Well,
Yeah,
done.
but we both sat there and talked about it on the way home. We were like, she got grabbed and pulled away, and one of the guys got shot. But we don't then see what happens to the Hannah.
Yeah.
And I was like, and I sat there afterwards, and I really don't know. I can't remember.
No, I don't
And
think you see what happens to her.
it is a bizarre thing. I do like the fact that it started again, like it's this sort of continual loop.
Yeah.
But obviously, you pointed out a good point to me, didn't you, about the science.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's an all right film. Like, I'll give it the Amy stamp of approval. If you don't like horror, I'll give it a watch. Because it's not scary. It's more of obviously you're watching everything because it's this continuous loop.
Yeah.
There was a few bits like with the camera work where they were so close to people's faces, it made me feel a bit uncomfortable. They're a bit too close on some of the shots.
Yeah.
It's a clever idea. It just, I don't know. I enjoyed it, but I didn't at the same time. But the whole thing is that at the beginning, the families arrive, and that's when the loop should have started. But the fact that one of the families left to go get the phone number and was allowed to leave, but then came back, but
Yeah.
then they couldn't get back out again, that threw me off. I was left with more questions. I was sat there afterwards, like, I had so many questions to what happened,
Yeah.
more than like the answers you were getting. It's clever. It's a really clever idea. I don't know. There's just something off with it.
Yeah, no, I don't, I do get what you're saying. I think it's I don't know. I think they've got a really good idea, but there are a few bits that weren't quite as well thought out, or weren't quite as well played out in the film. I don't know quite why, but it was an interesting thing. We all three of us, when they got to the house, all three of us were saying, "Turn the bloody lights on." Then, but then you find out because the lights come on by themselves the next morning, so their power must have been out. But there's no indication that the power's out. They don't let you know
No, no
that
one,
it's
don't
happened.
see anyone try it,
The only
and
thing
it's
you
just.
don't see anyone trying the lights, but then all of a sudden they're in a room full of candles, and it's just kind of like, what's the, but it's an interesting idea, and I think it's quite well done. There are a few bits that you kind of go, hang on a minute, I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, so I've seen a few films like this, not exactly the same, but there are a few like it. It's a good idea. It's for me, I wouldn't say it's a unique idea, but it's definitely a different twist and take on it. And I think it just needs a little bit of a tweaking in certain places, and it would be a really good film.
I think one of the interesting things for me is the fact that apart from the daughter and Hannah, who you don't really know anything about, but apart from the daughter, I didn't really feel sorry for anybody there when they died because they were
No.
all really not very nice people.
No. So then after when the like we all agreed when we sat and watched it that the teenage boy or the son of the other family, as soon as he opened his mouth, all of us went, "You deserve to die."
I mean, he was horrible, and the dad wasn't a lot better. And
No.
even Mark Singer's character, he was a complete knob. And it was just
Yeah,
like,
it's
you
it's just it's I, it's not many times where I've watched a horror film. I watched a horror film where I've looked at them all, apart from like the odd ones, and gone, "Well, it wouldn't really matter if you didn't make it out."
Well, I don't know, because I was saying this to somebody the other week. We were talking about Friday the 13th. And I said about the fact that we watched the remake of Friday the 13th. And I said, the first lot of people with Friday the 13th, they get killed. I kind of had empathy for a lot of those. And I felt, yeah, pretty bad. The second lot, who were the main ones in the film, I was quite happy. I would have been quite happy if all of them had been slaughtered because they were just all really horrible people.
No, I do. There's certain films I've watched out, and I've looked at it and I've gone, "Yeah, okay, yeah, you die." So it's not all of them, but certain characters where I've looked at them and go, "Well, yeah, you do deserve it." But to sit and watch a film and like 99% of the characters, I've gone, "You deserve this."
One thing, I mean, I did like is the fact that all of us agreed when it's like he goes out into the woods chasing after his daughter with an axe in his hand and says, "It's not safe out here." Well, it's not now,
Yeah, we
is
well, yeah, exactly that.
it's parody 101, Chase. It's just going running after it. Every laugh is the fact that it's just apart from the fact that he knew she had a gun as well, which makes me laugh. But it's the fact that he's chasing after her. It's not safe out here with an axe. And I'm like, you've just killed someone in front of her with a super can, a shoe can, sorry. Very liquidy blood, I would say as well. It looked very watery. But it just killed someone in front of her. The intern man has said about killing the girl that she's made quite good friends with and then chased after her with an axe. I'm pretty sure that you're not the safe one.
It was the ending of it was quite good. It was just kind of like was left with the usual thing of an American film, which is the fact that there's a possibility they could make a sequel, but as far as I know, they haven't. I don't think they should. But
Nice. There were definitely, I've got to admit, the one redeeming factor for me was the the bits where it sort of where they looped back and the way that they'd done it, it was very well done. I would say though, as we did all agree, the amount of time that they take
Yeah.
in between from when they first turn up to trying to leave to, and then stopping, how long they take is a bit ridiculous.
Well, they, I mean, they drive around to the point where where he runs out of petrol in the car.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just like, why would you do
Yeah.
that?
It
After
was
about five
just. or six times, wouldn't you go, look, I'm not, we're not getting anywhere.
Yeah, exactly. It's just. It starts getting dark and they run out of fuel. And I'm like, I would have given up way before this to sort of save it just in case.
Absolutely. Oh yeah, it's yeah, it's a bit there were a few interesting things about it. I mean, the stew was quite
Yeah.
bizarre. I mean, it's not like beef stew, which looked really horrible, and I don't know if I would you have kept eating it? I suppose if you got nothing else, but they only have one meal a
Don't
day.
know.
Yeah,
I am.
I did question that every time. I'm like, are you only eating once a day? Or are you splitting the stew up as like multiple meals a
I
day?
don't know. I think if it was just that to be eaten, I probably would have eaten only once a day.
But yeah, it was a, but yeah, it was interesting watching how they kind of the family dynamics broke up and dissolved and arguments happened and fights happened and things.
It's interesting, like with films like this is what kind of gripped me, is seeing like how the human brain sort of deteriorates when you've taken the essentials away from them, and you see how much it is basically dog eat dog world. If you're not out for yourself, then you're going to get run over, kind of thing. It's very like fascinating watching that side of the film and seeing how quickly it took for them all to start attacking each other, not banding together and going, right, we need a plan to get out of here. Rather, they would attack themselves and go out for themselves. It's quite fascinating that way. So I would definitely say give it a watch, but be prepared to be very puzzled and have
Well,
more
there were a
questions than
couple of
answers.
things that I think we all questioned, which is like sort of, I mean, okay, somehow the mother of the obnoxious teenage boy managed to find a huge amount of rope, which she formed into a noose and strung
Perfect.
herself up from. And then the dad takes her down and takes the rope off her and manages to use it to tie
Four people.
three of them up.
Oh no, she ties four. He ties four of them, doesn't he? He ties them up,
Oh, yeah.
the other family and Hannah.
Yeah. So he ties four people up with that rope. And somehow on his own, he manages to get them and hog tie them. So he's got to tie their hands and their ankles and tie each to get to each other. All four of them in the same amount of rope. And I just went like, how much rope did she use? Where did she get it from?
And how did he get them to do
Yeah, so
it?
I know he had a little gun, but even then, like you'd have to take your eyes off them to do it.
Well,
And
you'd
it's
have
just
to put the
like,
gun down or put it
really?
in your pocket to
Yeah.
tie the rope up,
Yeah.
in which case, surely somebody would jump him. I
Yeah.
mean, it's just bizarre.
It's very, I'm saying it's a very bizarre film. It's just, I don't know.
It just leaves you with more questions. It's frustrating because you watch it and you have so many questions that just don't get answered.
But I mean, I thought it was pretty good. I enjoyed watching it. Would I watch it again? I don't know. But
If it's one of them late night films and it's on and I've got nothing else to watch, then maybe. But it would have to be very like nothing else is on and it's
Yeah. No, I
like
agree.
I've like run out of like stuff to sh like I'm watching streaming services or like it's like 4 in the morning and I'm just about to go to bed or I'm extremely hungover.
Yeah, I don't think I'd watch it again. I've kind of seen it and like, yeah, all right then. I don't think I'd go back again to watch it.
No, it was an interesting film to check out, but as we always say, go and watch it and see for yourself and let us know what you think.
Yes.
And things like that. Okay. So there we are. There are our three films. The Experiment, which was okay. It was okay. Not bad. That sort of thing. Special Wish, which was just weird and bizarre.
They want a miniature gun.
Miniature Godzillas. And The Wrong House from 2012, which was, I think it was a pretty good film, but it does have lots of, there are quite a few plot holes and quite a few bits at the end of it. You kind of go, yeah, does that work then? But yeah, I've seen worse films. We've reviewed them. We've reviewed them. So yes, thank you very much, Amy and Scott.
Thank you for having me again.
Thank you. No, we'll have to do this more often. This whole idea of you coming over and us watching the DVDs and
Yeah,
things,
we have to
and
organise it so
work
we can
out a way
actually.
of organising so that we can all do the recording on the same at the same time on the same night, and like that. Next week, I think we're going to do the six films that are currently on Deformed Lunchbox that we haven't reviewed. Not all of them are theirs. Some of them are just ones that they've put out.
Yes.
But we will review them nonetheless.
Yes.
And then we'll see where we go from there. In a few weeks' time, actually, we will be going to the Romford Horror Film Festival. Anybody out there, as far as I know, there are still tickets on sale. It is the weekend, it is the last week of February. It starts on the 29th
Ninth.
and finishes on the 3rd of March. There are there's going to be screens showing lots of different films, and there will also be special guests who will there be there doing question and answers and personal appearances, including Caroline Munro, who was in some of the Hammer horror films. And so there will also be the stalls, I you would imagine, that were there last time. Well worth checking out.
Yes.
It's a good festival when it's getting better every year. So if people out there want to come along, have a check out of that
Yes.
stuff. I thought you were going to say something.
No.
Oh, okay.
I was just going to agree with you, Tanya. He's growing bigger every year, and it's really going to be worth it to come along and have a look. And
Definitely.
even if we do come along and have a look at the stalls, like the people stalls that they've got there, they've got an amazing, or last year they had an amazing range of stalls and people there to talk to. So just come
Yep.
along and have a look.
Definitely. So yes, that's about it, I think, isn't it?
Yes.
I can't think of anything else that we need to do or say, really, apart from
I do feel sorry sometimes for people to just listen to this because of the fact that there's a long period where you do stuff like that where it is just empty, like there's no sound. And I wonder
Well,
whether or not any of them listen to it and go, oh, it's finished. And then
I'm
you
trying to
randomly.
encourage people over to the video version. Come over to the daft side.
We've got cookies.
Anyway, we will be back when we get here, and after that, who knows? Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
The Sci-Fora Film Podcast. The Sci-Fora Film Podcast
is a Thrave Productions podcast.